4 Billion Reasons to Bring Back Jimmy Kimmel by E.J. Ray. How a late-night monologue exposed the fragility of corporate power. When Jimmy Kimmel stepped on stage that night, he had no idea his words would ignite a firestorm big enough to shake the Disney empire. For viewers unfamiliar with how television works in America, ABC is owned by the Walt Disney Company, but its shows don't beam directly to your screen. They pass through a critical layer of distribution, local affiliates, and the two most powerful owners of those affiliates, Sinclair Broadcast Group and Nexstar Media Group, act as gatekeepers. Without their green light, a show, no matter how famous, can vanish from millions of households overnight. It was in this fragile ecosystem that Jimmy Kimmel delivered a monologue that would rattle the industry and trigger a corporate crisis worth billions. The monologue that sparked the firestorm. Kimmel opened with a direct shot. The MAGA movement, he said, was twisting the murder of Charlie Kirk to dodge accountability while exploiting it for political points. He then mocked Donald Trump's strange response, noting that when asked about the death of a man he once called a friend, Trump rambled about White House ballroom renovations. "This isn't grief," he quipped. "This is how a child mourns a goldfish." From there, he ridiculed Trump's claim that California doesn't have ballot boxes. "We've got ballot boxes, mailboxes, lunchboxes, hell, we'll even give you a toolbox to live in," and blasted FBI Director Kash Patel for botching the investigation. He closed by skewering Marjorie Taylor Greene's call for a peaceful national divorce. "What does that even look like? You get Florida, we get Vermont, and we share custody of Disney World?" It was sharp, sarcastic, and merciless. For Sinclair and Nexstar executives, though, it was too much. Within hours, affiliates threatened not to air the show. ABC panicked and suspended Jimmy Kimmel. ABC, which has aired Jimmy Kimmel Live since 2003, did not immediately explain why it suspended the show on Wednesday, but its announcement came after both Nexstar and Sinclair said they would stop airing Kimmel's show on their ABC-affiliated stations. Their official statement of Andrew Alford, president of Nexstar's broadcasting division, quote,
"Mr. Kimmel's comments about the death of Mr. Kirk are offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national political discourse, and we do not believe they reflect the spectrum of opinions, views, or values of the local communities in which we are located. Continuing to give Mr. Kimmel a broadcast platform in the communities we serve is simply not in the public interest at the current time, and we have made the difficult decision to preempt his show in an effort to let cooler heads prevail as we move toward the resumption of respectful, constructive dialogue."
Behind the words was a simple reality. ABC had no other choice than bow to affiliate and political pressure. But the network underestimated its audience. The consumer revolt. The public response was swift and brutal. Viewers, furious that Disney had silenced Kimmel, organized boycotts. Hashtags like Cancel Disney, Boycott ABC, and Stand with Kimmel dominated social media. Millions of subscribers canceled Disney Plus and Hulu. The exodus was so massive that the unsubscribe pages on both platforms crashed repeatedly under demand. Customer service lines were swamped. By the fifth day, Disney's market value had fallen by more than $4 billion. Advertisers grew uneasy. Shareholders demanded answers. What ABC had intended as a quick fix had spiraled into a corporate hemorrhage. The return. Faced with billions in losses, Disney reversed course. Within a week, ABC announced Kimmel's reinstatement. The statement emphasized reflection and conversations, but the truth was unavoidable. Disney's official statement was polished, almost sterile. Quote,
"Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday."
Jimmy Kimmel Live returned not because ABC valued free speech, but because silencing him was too expensive. Titans versus audience. For decades, affiliates like Sinclair and Nexstar influenced what Americans watched without most viewers even knowing their names. But the Kimmel saga revealed the limits of their control. Yes, they could block his show locally. Yes, they could panic Disney. But when millions of consumers organized, canceling subscriptions and erasing billions in market value, the affiliates' leverage crumbled. In the triangle of networks, affiliates, and audiences, it was the audience that emerged as the true power. Hitting them where it hurts. The lesson's blunt. Corporations don't respect speech, they respect profit. Disney didn't bring Kimmel back out of principle. They brought him back because $4 billion vanished in less than a week. For consumers, the blueprint is clear. Identify the revenue stream, organize economic pressure, stay united on the demand, force corporations to choose between censorship and survival. In Kimmel's case, the strategy worked flawlessly. Conclusion: who runs the show? Kimmel's suspension and return was never about one man's jokes. It was about power. Sinclair and Nexstar tried to flex their influence. Disney tried to appease them. But in the end, it was the consumers who proved they are the real owners of the format. Kimmel is back on air not because ABC cherishes free expression, but because millions of viewers reminded Disney who pays the bills. The family network titans may own the microphones, but the audience owns the volume knob. And this time, they turned it up loud enough to cost Disney $4 billion, a price too steep for even the biggest titan to ignore.